morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Today's verse is 7th canto, 3rd chapter, 23rd verse. I now hand over the call to you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Thank you for coming.
ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकय चक्षुर उन्मीलितम येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम स्थापितम येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यम ददाति स्वपदांतिकम्। नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माय हम्बल ओबेसेंसेस एवरीवन। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। वी आर स्टडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट 23। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। स तत्कीचक वाल्मीकात् सह ओजो बलान्वितः सर्वावयव संपन्नो वज्रसं हननो युवा उत्तितस्तप्त हेमा भो विभावसुर इवौ इवैधसः। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: As soon as he was sprinkled with the water from Lord Brahma's water pot, Hiranyakashipu arose, endowed with a full body with limbs so strong that they could bear the striking of a thunderbolt, with physical strength and a bodily luster resembling molten gold. He emerged from the anthill as a completely young man, just as fire springs from fuel wood. Purport: Hiranyakashipu was revitalized so much so that his body was quite competent to tolerate the striking of thunderbolt. He was now a young man with a strong body and a very beautiful bodily luster resembling molten gold. This is the rejuvenation that took place because of his severe austerity and penance. Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna. I really want to thank Vinita Gandharvika Mataji and Kirtida Sundari Mataji, Priti Vilasini Mataji, Shama Gauri Mataji, who may be traveling at the moment, but I want to offer my obeisances full of gratitude to all of you for kindly instructing me this morning to serve Srimad Bhagavatam, and to everyone joining in from Sukhakara Krishna Prabhu to everyone who's joining in. I offer my obeisances to all of you. Thank you for enthusiastically participating every day, and thank you for blessing us with your association. In Bhakti Sandarbha, Srila Jiva Goswami Pad has written that living entities in this world, they have this quality of paratattva vaimukhya. Paratattva vaimukhya means they have this tendency of turning away from the Supreme Lord. Vaimukhya means vimukta, to turn away. Sammukh means to turn towards, and bahirmukh or vimukh means to turn away. So vaimukhya, the mentality or the natural tendency to turn away from paratattva, from the Supreme Lord, this causes the living entity to be covered by maya, to be covered by the external energy, the bahiranga shakti of the Supreme Lord. As we understand, the living entity is the tatastha shakti, the marginal potency in the middle. The pure Vaishnavas, they are all part of the internal energy, pleasure-giving potency. They are the antaranga shakti, like Mother Yashoda, Srimati Radharani, etc. And the bahiranga shakti is the external energy, maya shakti. So as soon as the living entity has paratattva vaimukhya, turns away from the Supreme Lord, then maya holds on to that living entity. And this is also explained in श्री चैतन्य चरितामृतस् कृष्ण भोली जीव से अनादि बहिर्मुख अथ एव मायातार दिय संसार दुख। कृष्ण भुलिया जीव भोगबांछा करे निकटस्थ मायातार झपटिय धरे। दैट एज सून एज द लिविंग एंटिटी फॉरगेट्स कृष्ण एंड टर्न्स टुवर्ड्स माया द अदर साइड माया होल्ड्स ऑन टू द लिविंग एंटिटी। सो द मेन प्रॉब्लम ऑफ ऑल अवर सफरिंग इज टर्निंग अवे फ्रॉम कृष्ण। जनस्य कृष्णात् विमुखस्य दैवात् अधर्मशील सुदुःखितस्य अनुग्रहायेह चरन्ति नूनं भूतानि भव्यानि जनार्दनस्य। इन द थर्ड कैंटो श्रीमद् भागवतम इट इज डिस्क्राइब्ड जनस्य कृष्णात् विमुखस्य दैवात् दोज लिविंग एंटिटीज हु हैव टर्न्ड अवे फ्रॉम कृष्ण व्हाट हैपेंस अधर्मशीलः दे टर्न अवे फ्रॉम कृष्ण एंड अधर्मशील दे बिकम इररिलीजियस एंड एज अ रिजल्ट सु दुखितस्य the living entity starts struggling a lot in this world. Because mainly we can understand that suffering comes to us by breaking dharma. Yaha shastra vidhim utsrujya vartate kama karatah na sa siddhim avapnoti na sukham na param gatim. In the Gita, Krishna has said, as soon as scriptural principles of dharma are broken, na sa siddhim avapnoti na sukham na param gatim. Living entity cannot be happy. Because Shastra is the code book, the life manual given by the Supreme Lord. And as soon as we break those principles of Dharma, now we don't know what to do. And as a result, we end up doing the wrong things and we suffer for it. We'll give you an example. Let's say there's a room which is completely dark. And there are a lot of pieces of glass smeared all over the floor. If a living entity is in this pitch darkness in that room, he or she won't know where the glass pieces are. And as a result, they start stepping on and they start bleeding on the sole of the feet. Not because of the glass, but because of stepping on the glass. And that stepping on the glass happens because of darkness. That makes sense? So when there is darkness in the room, there's no light. And the living entity steps on wherever he or she feels. And many times they step on pieces of glass and it cuts the sole of the feet and then they start to bleed and it's pain. So when there's darkness in the heart, which means this absence of light, instead of turning on the switch of Divya Gyan, Hriday Prakashita, of transcendental knowledge, when we live in darkness, as a result, we end up stepping on adharma. We break principles of dharma and those are like the sharp pieces of glass. The principles of adharma. So as soon as we step on them, we start to bleed, which means the suffering follows after that. And then we end up blaming others for putting the glass piece there. Actually, if the light was there in the room, we would know where the glass pieces are. And then we can very diligently, very intelligently avoid those glass pieces and we wouldn't be hurt. But because there's darkness in the room, we don't know where to step and where not to step, and we end up hurting ourselves. So this is the same principle that happens even on the path of bhakti, that when we don't perform bhakti or we don't take shelter of the scriptures, then we live in darkness. And when we live in darkness, then we end up taking the wrong choices, making the wrong decisions, and as a result, through those reactions, we suffer. So Srila Jiva Goswami has given a solution also. In the same Anuchhed of the Bhakti Sandarbha, he says that there are those living entities who have Purva Sanchit samskars, which means those who have very nice impressions from past life. You will see it is the same rainwater that is nourishing from the clouds. But from one seed comes a neem tree and from one seed comes a mango tree. Why? Because the seed of that mango tree is a mango seed. And the seed of that neem tree is a neem seed. So depending on the seeds that we have collected from past lives, when it rains in this life, in the form of sadhu sangha or the opportune moment to make advancement, those impressions from past life start to fructify. And you will see someone takes up to bhakti in 6 months. And there are others who even after hearing for 10, 15 years, they don't take it up so seriously. So on the basis of past impressions of past lives, let's say in past lives, we have eaten a lot of meat. Those reactions will come and stop. They will hinder our advancement in this life. Let's say there's a lot of adharmic activities from past life. Even if we get sadhu sangha in this life, it will be a little difficult. And Srila Jiva Goswami quotes Prahlad Maharaj's prayer from the ninth chapter of the seventh canto to say that even if sadhu sangha is given to such persons, let's say they continue to perform bad activities, they continue to pursue material desires. Let's say they're moving by a lot of joy and a lot of hankering and a lot of distress and a lot of greed and a lot of elation. They're moving through all these dualities in this world. I want this. I don't want this. I want this. I want to go there. I want to meet this person. Although all of this is there in the heart, even if sadhu sangha is given, these things can obstruct. So therefore, it is our duty to do three things, according to the acharyas. One, make sure that we don't commit adharmic activities. Tasmat shastram pramanam te karya karya vyavastito. Shastra says what to do and what not to do. So anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam. It is very important that we understand what should be done and what should not be done. In Jaiva Dharma Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said there are those living entities who have udita vivek. Udita vivek means they have risen discrimination. Their viveka buddhi of what to do and what to not to do is, you know, risen like sunrise. It's up there. And as a result, they take the right choices. They think, is this according to Shastra? If this is not according to Shastra, I don't want it. Even if it is very tempting, even if it is very pleasing to my senses, if the Shastra says no, I don't want it. On the other hand, if Shastra says yes to something, even if it is very boring, I will still do it. This is called Udita Vivek. This is those who have very strong discrimination. But then there are those who have unudita vivek. They don't have strong discrimination. And as a result of which, they end up performing Shubha Karma and Ashubha Karma. Sometimes auspicious activities and sometimes inauspicious activities because they don't know what to do. The mind will say, eat an ice cream. They will run and eat an ice cream. The mind will say, give charity. So they will go and run and give charity. Sometimes the mind will say, watch a movie. They will watch a movie. They are driven by the mind. Mind says something and the living entity runs behind it saying, I want it. Actually, we don't want it. The mind wants it. But because we identify so much with the mind, my friend, my sakha, as a result, we end up doing everything that the mind wants. And sometimes they're holy and sometimes they're unholy. Sometimes they're good and sometimes they're bad. So there are three things we must do. First of all, we should develop very strong discrimination. And that happens by studying Shastra, by reading Prabhupada's books, by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. We will develop very strong discrimination. If you read Srila Prabhupada's purports, it's hard hitting. It's hard hitting. Prabhupada will give you the truth coming at 440 volts in a way that we cannot get bewildered in this world. Shri Govinda Padam Bhoja Makarand Mahadadbhutam Yat Paino Na Muhyanti Muhyanti Yada Paina. In this world, those who drink alcohol, they get bewildered. And those who don't drink alcohol, they don't get bewildered, right? Those who drink alcohol, they get confused. They blabber. But those who don't drink alcohol, they are sane, they are sober, they are smart. But on the path of bhakti, it's the exact opposite. Those who study Srimad Bhagavatam, those who jump into this nectar, those who drink this nectar, oh, they remain intelligent. And those who don't drink this nectar, they get confused. As far as alcohol is concerned, those who drink, they get confused. And those who don't drink, they remain sane. But Srimad Bhagavatam is such a nectar pot. Those who drink, they remain sane. And those who don't drink, they get confused. So the first thing we must do is we should study Shastra and develop Udita Vivek, very strong discrimination power so that we don't commit same mistakes again. The second thing we should do is find very high class association. In Sri Jaiva Dharma, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has mentioned that those who want to make advancement, they have to have higher association. And this is the essence of all advice. Tishthan Brajetad Anuragi Jananugami. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has also said, if you want to go up, then you have to be with someone who's higher than you. Very simple. Sajati Ashay Snigdhe Sadhu Sangha Swato Vare. हमसे बढ़कर जो है, हमसे ऊपर के स्तर पे जो है, somebody who's more advanced than us, we should associate with them. That's the second principle. The a man is known by the association he keeps. So if we keep association of those who are distracted, those who are critical, those who are deceitful, those who are hypocritic, then those are the qualities we will develop. But on the other hand, if we associate with those who are simple, simplicity, sincerity, humility, this is the tripod to make advancement. Simplicity, sincerity, and humility. So when we develop these qualities in the association of a higher Vaishnava, then definitely we are making more advancement. And the third thing, so first thing is to develop very strong discrimination power and giving up lower temptations, material desires, saying no to material desires, or at least Krishnizing them as much as possible, using them for Krishna as much as possible. Second is associating with senior Vaishnavas who are better placed than us. And third is to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from them and follow their instructions without duplicity. Chanting, serving, these principles are very important. So Bhakti Sandarbha mentions that if these three things are performed, then one makes rapid advancement and they start moving towards Krishna. The living entity becomes Sammukh. So this is very important. So reading, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam on a daily basis is certainly the greatest activity we can do. Srimad Bhagavatam Purana Mamalam Prema Pumartho Mahan. And also the aim of studying Srimad Bhagavatam should be clear. In this context, we can see Hiranyakashipu. He has been performing tapasya. This is the third chapter of the seventh canto. And Hiranyakashipu has been performing tapasya and anthills have been formed on him. He has been standing on the tip of his toes, raising his arms up in the sky, agitating the whole creation by the heat of his hostility, tapasya bal. And then finally, in this verse that we just read this morning, Lord Brahma, from his kamandalu, from his water pot, he sprinkles water and revives the body of Hiranyakashipu, actually blesses him with a very strong, very effulgent body. What do we learn from this context? It is very important. Prabhupada writes in the last line of the purport to today's verse that austerity and penance, tapasya, is very important. We all must perform tapasya. But what is the goal of our tapasya? That is very important. Tapo divyam. Our austerity must be aimed towards a higher cause. Our austerity should not be aimed to getting something temporary in this world. Now, Hiranyakashipu also performed tapasya. Dhruva Maharaj also performed tapasya. But they both had two different destinations altogether. Hiranyakashipu wanted to become great in this world. Dhruva Maharaj also wanted to become great in this world. However, one approached a demigod to scratch that reality, and the other one approached the Supreme Lord to attain his mercy. Akama sarvakamova mokshakama udaradhi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purushamparam. Srimad Bhagavatam describes, even if we are full of material desires, we should approach the Supreme Lord directly. We should approach Krishna. We shouldn't take any short-term benefit. It is described that Ami bidnya ei murkhe bishay kena diba nija charanamrita diye bishay bhulaiba. That even if we ask for material things from Krishna, Krishna doesn't give us material things if they are not good for us. Just like the child may ask for fire, the fire is not good for the child, so mother never gives child to the never gives fire to the child. The mother gives what is good for the child. Krishna is like that. Our Supreme Lord Vishnu is like that. Mukti pradata sarvesham Vishnu revana samshaya. He will only give that which is absolutely good for us. So we should approach the Supreme Lord, even if we have material desires, no harm, praying and begging to him, my Lord, you please cleanse my heart. Even when we chant Hare Krishna, we should pray, my Lord, you please cleanse my heart. Cheto darpana marjanam. My heart, I want only you to reside in my heart. I don't want anything else. I don't want any broken furniture of this world in the bedroom of my heart. We are interacting with so many people outside. But in our heart, inner consciousness, we should not let anybody enter except Guru and Krishna. Our inner world should only have we, Guru and Krishna, and nothing else. So even if we have material desires, we should pray to Krishna, "My Lord, you please purify my heart. I belong to you. Manasa deha geha joki chumor arpila tuva pade nanda kishor. Oh Krishna, whatever you have given me, it's ultimately yours, including myself. I belong to you. You please cleanse my heart. You please purify my heart of all material desires." Just like how Prahlad Maharaj prayed to Nrsingadev, that you please purify my heart. I don't want anything else. We should perform tapasya. We should chant the holy name. We should perform Ekadashi Brat. We should wake up early in the morning. We should have a very disciplined lifestyle. Sleeping late, waking up late, chanting with disinterest, being distracted, multitasking, always stuck to the smartphone. This is all taking us down, taking us adhogati, adhogachanti tamasa, irregular sleeping pattern, irregular eating pattern, speaking whatever we want, interacting with whomever we want, doing anything at any time, sleeping with our feet on the couch and saying I am relaxing, and not having any discipline in our life. Not good. Even to get into the Indian army, we need to have high sense of discipline. We have to wake up early in the morning. What we eat, when we sleep, how we speak, how we dress, even how our hairstyle is, haircut. They call it the army haircut. We have to be very disciplined, very determined. Think about any cricketer. Think about any sports star. If they want to survive on the international front playing for the country, they can't be munching and eating anything at any time. They have to be very disciplined. They have to have weight loss. They have to hit the gym. They have to wake up early in the morning. They have to run. They have to sweat. They have to have high stamina. They have to practice the shots if it's cricket. They have to make sure that they're practicing bowling, practicing batting, catching, running. High level of fitness and focus. They can be on their smartphone all day just browsing and watching YouTube if you want to get to international cricket, correct? And that's just for playing cricket for 10 years or 20 years. We are aiming to go back to Krishna and serve him eternally. Imagine what level of discipline we need. We have to be steadfast. Our wake up time, our sleeping time, very disciplined. This is what Prabhupada means by the last line, austerity and penance. We all should have like a sadhana chart where we introspect ourselves every single day. What time I'm going to sleep? What time I wake up? How many rounds I'm able to get done in the morning? Of course, you can chant all day, no harm. You can chant any time during the day. But early in the morning in Brahma Muhurta, it's very quiet. Even according to Ayurveda, even according to Patanjali Yoga Sutras, you can see early in the morning is very beneficial, extremely beneficial. We won't have time to go through all of that right now. But there's a class by His Grace Radhesham Prabhu on the importance of Brahma Muhurta. You can search that on YouTube and you can get benefited by that presentation. It's very, very nice. So waking up early in the morning, even according to modern medicine, it does a world of good to sleep early and to wake up early. We feel rejuvenated. We feel energized. Even according to Shastra, one should, when Bhuvana Bhaskara means the sun who gives light to the whole world, he's rising. We shouldn't be in our bed sleeping. We can't welcome the Lord of the world, Suryadev, from our bed. Even when our parents come into the room, even when our guru comes into the room, we have to get up, jump from our bed and offer obeisances. And what to speak of here, Bhuvana Bhaskar, the Lord of the whole world, Suryadev, is rising, painting the sky with the color of Arunadev, which is red color. And we are on our bed with our comforter. Isse baat to banegi nahi. It's not good for our health. You know, even fundamentals, it's not good for our health. Even to just wake up, do the morning chores and exercise, it does our body so much good. Just to be up on our feet early in the morning. Even those who are not so God conscious, even the mundane millionaires and billionaires of this world, they are in the gym at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. They start doing yoga, they start doing pranayam, they're exercising and stretching at 5 o'clock in the morning. Even those who want to get into IIT, those who are studying for competitive exams, you will see they're up to get that extra competitive edge over other students when others are sleeping. So if we want to go back home, back to Godhead, one life, as Srila Prabhupada told His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj, just give this one life to Krishna. Just give this one life to Krishna. Discipline is the aim of our life. Therefore, here Hiranyakashipu standing on the tip of his toes to get material prosperity. And look how much austerity he's ready to go through. And here we want Krishna Prime in our life. And we are not ready to perform any austerity. So we should be steadfast. We should be very disciplined, very determined, telling ourselves that, do I want Krishna? Do I want to make spiritual advancement? Then discipline is needed. In all walks of life, discipline is needed, not just bhakti. Then how much more for bhakti? Someone who wants to be a good singer, let's say, if he starts eating ice cream, throwing in anything that he wants into his stomach, he won't be able to have good throat culture. He can't be screaming too loud. He can't be speaking for 10, 12 hours if he wants to sing in a concert as a professional singer. There are some norms even to be a good singer. Apart from practicing for hours, one must have throat culture. One must make sure that one is sipping hot water. One must make sure that one has clove and cardamom and things like that for the throat. One has to make sure that one practices early in the morning. So many of my known friends, I remember even during school days, who were exceptional singers, they wouldn't like it, but they would say, my mother would wake me up at 4 o'clock and make me practice from 4 to 7. Only then we can become good singers. In Indian classical music from Dharwad, Karnataka, there is a very great Padma Bhushan Pandit Venkatesh Kumar, very exalted, very famous Indian classical singer. Even now, he's about 70 years old. In one interview, he was quite inspiring even on the path of bhakti. So I happened to hear that. He was mentioning from his childhood, he was put in a gurukul under his teacher. And right from childhood, he lived for about 12 or 15 years in the Gurukul, right from childhood, and he could go to his home only once a year. Although the Gurukul was only a few kilometers away from his parents' home, he was not allowed to go because the discipline will be broken. If you go home, parents will feed you and you sleep, don't worry, relax, play. So the discipline is broken. So the teacher would send him only once a year home. And of course, this is not child abuse. This is a sense of discipline for the child. And children there in the Gurukul, they grew up with the culture of waking up early in the morning, as early as 3:45. And from 4 to 7, they would practice sargam. 3 hours. Sare ga ma pa da ni sa sa ni da pa ma ga re sa 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 re re ga ga ma ma pa pa da da ni ni sa 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 da ni ni da da pa ma 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 ga ga re. All these paltas, all these practices for 3 hours every morning. And then after that, they had to do the chores in the Gurukul, clean up for the guru, do so many other chores, including cooking. And then they would take sessions where they would teach the students younger than them. Like, for example, a 15-year-old would teach an 8-year-old, things like that. So they are practicing themselves and then they're teaching. And in this way, in the evening, also they would have another session from 4 to 6 or something. And then the kids would play with other friends for an hour. They would have prayer session for an hour, and at around 8:30, they would be fast asleep. This discipline they followed for 12 years. He said, my guru would never let me go to perform in any concert. It was not concert oriented. It was discipline oriented, where I was practicing, I was gaining. So what we can learn as sadhakas is everyone on all paths of life, whether it's academics, whether it's sports, whether it's singing, To make it big in any field, there must be discipline. There must be accountability. So a sadhana chart as to what time we sleep, what time we wake up, what time we finish our chanting, how attentively we are able to chant. When we chant, Shravanam Apeksham, we should chant and hear. Srila Jiva Goswami says that in the Sandarbhas again, that when we chant, Yannama Shruti Matrena Puman Bhavati Nirmala, we should try to attentively hear the holy name. and focus without distraction, keeping our smartphone aside. This is austerity and penance for us. We don't have to stand like Hiranyakashipu. We don't have to be on the tip of our toes like he's doing here. But for us, it is tapodivyam. We should perform austerity to please Krishna, to gain bhakti, to gain prema bhakti in the heart. Even Mother Yashoda had to run behind Damodar. She was sweating. It is described in Srimad Bhagavatam that Mother Yashoda was sweating. And vistrasta kabarasaja. Swamata swinagatraya. Vistrasta kabarasraja. Drishtva parishramam Krishna kripaya asitsma bandhane. Shukdev Goswami said, Krishna saw the hard work of Mother Yashoda. Krishna saw the hard work of Mother Yashoda and therefore he agreed to be bound by her. So Krishna's kripa will come only when we perform austerity first. And austerity for us means discipline. Performing sadhana with steadfast discipline, whether it is summer, winter, rain, snow, hell or high water, our sadhana continues like lines on a rock. If you take a rock and you draw lines, even after 2 years, you come and see the lines will be there on the rock. But if you draw lines on water with another wave, those lines are gone. So we shouldn't have sadhana like lines on water. We should have sadhana like lines on rock. Very steadfast, like Raghunath Das Goswami. Chappan danda ratri dine jane na radha govinda bine. Chari dandi shuti thake swapne radha govinda dekhe. In such a way that day and night, we are absorbed. No free time, absolutely. Yes, we can have some time for our smartphone, maybe during the day and sometime in the evening. That's it. Not that we are walking around with the phone and the phone is controlling what we should do and what we should not do. We are sitting with people and still looking down at the phone. We can't be like this. We can't be like this. Our mind should be thinking about Krishna, reading, hearing, chanting, doing kirtan, building some skills as Vaishnavas. To propagate Krishna consciousness, what are some things I need? Let's say if you have to make some PowerPoint for some college presentation, work on that. Studying Shastra, taking notes, preparing our own plan of action as to what I'm going to do. Reading Prabhupada's books every day, hearing classes attentively, chanting Japa attentively. So our sadhana chart should have what time we sleep, what time we wake up, what time we finish our chanting, how much we read, how much we heard that day. And at the same time, what kind of menial services we could perform for the day. It could be cutting at home, cutting vegetables, cleaning utensils, cleaning the bathroom, just cleaning up our bedroom, arranging our books properly, folding our clothes. This discipline of cleanliness is needed. This discipline of being responsible is needed. And that is the austerity for us. That is the austerity for us. Not just frivolously talking anytime, anywhere, anyhow, loudly laughing. We are just thaake lag rahe har samay. Aise nahin. Little gravity. Because we should be men on mission. Constantly thinking. Hour to hour, how my time is being utilized or being wasted. Yes, we have time for joking. We have time for having nice friendly friendship relationships also. But not at the cost of criticizing, gossiping, simply talking, frivolously talking. This frivolity is not needed. So this is the austerity for us. So this verse teaches us, if we can have the austerity, the mood of austerity like Hiranyakashipu, and we approach the Supreme Lord, then what happens? By the mercy of the Supreme Lord, very soon, just like Hiranyakashipu got a golden complexion form, we will also attain our spiritual identity, our Siddha Swarupa, our eternal identity. We always talk about that we are not this body, but we must understand that we belong to Krishna and we have a spiritual form. And in this verse, it is described, Brahmaji sprinkled water from his water pot and Hiranyakashipu got a very nice, tough and effulgent body. So similarly, by Guru Krishna Prasadepai, which is the water from the water pot, by their mercy, then we can find our form also. We can find our eternal identity also. But for that, we must be bhajanshil. We must be very sincere. We must be non-duplicitous. Our aim in life is not to become famous. Our aim in life is not to become very wealthy. Our aim of life is not to become in any way a leader. We simply want to be a servant. Raja kahe ami tomar daser anudas, brittir brittya karo ei mora as. Just by talking about big, big topics, we will not get there. Just by talking about gopis and manjaris and Vrindavan and all of these topics, we won't go there. We have to develop that consciousness. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajyatante kalevaram tam tam evaiti kauntaya sada tad bhava bhavita. Whatever bhav we develop in this life is the bhav that we will attain. It doesn't just work that till death we will just talk about it and after death mysteriously we all become gopis. It doesn't work like that. Those who are associates of Radha and Krishna, they are very humble. They are supremely, extremely selfless. Extremely selfless. Lalita and Vishakha, the associates of Radha and Krishna, they are extremely selfless. They will never ask anything for themselves. They never think, oh, if I fan Radha and Krishna, then I will get something in return. No, they fan selflessly. For all times to come, they will fan just for the smile of Radha and Krishna's lotus face. Nothing else. They don't want anything else for themselves. They don't want anything for themselves. In this world, when we are corrected about something, we feel bad. Our level of tolerance is so low. Even if we make mistakes, if our superior points out that mistake, we don't like it. We speak behind their back that I don't know why he's doing this. We don't like if our superiors squeeze and crush our false ego. We don't like it because false ego is the thing that is very dear to us. Very, very dear. We love our ahankar. And that gets nourished by those who glorify us. And that ahankar gets squeezed by the superiors. And that ahankar is this thing that comes between us and Krishna. So therefore, those who squeeze that ahankar and remove that thorn from our heart, we don't like them. Because they're taking us away from our ahankar, our false ego. So we have to become completely selfless. Taroriva sahishuna, extremely tolerant in life. Even if someone screams and yells at us, the mood should be that, my Lord, it's possible that I may have criticized somebody in my past life or in my present life. Let me learn how to see this in a positive light. Of course, that doesn't mean we go through emotional trouble and physical or sexual assault and we just keep quiet and we say tolerating. No. At that time, we stand up to what is the truth. We should, seek help. But small, small things on a daily basis, we should develop the mentality to tolerate. So humility, tolerance, forgiveness, compassion, and respectful attitude, service attitude towards everyone. When we practice this all our life with sincerity to sadhana and dedication and following principles on the basis of Shastra, then someday we can be recruited as an eternal associate of Radha and Krishna. How Hiranyakashipu is getting his form, we may get our form at some point by the water droplets of mercy. But for that time, till then, we have to perform austerity. Two types of austerity. External austerity in the form of sadhana and internal austerity in the form of humility and tolerance and respectful attitude and service attitude and selflessness. Mujhe kuch nahi chahiye. Not that for everything we want to see how we can monetize it, for everything to see how we can get some followers, how we can become famous. Not like this. To become selfless. Completely selfless. To perform service and not expect anything in return. Understanding that I am nothing. My Lord, I am nothing. I am very grateful that you engaged me in this service. Mujhe kuch nahi chahiye. I don't want anything, my Lord. Let me just be engaged in the association of Vaishnavas and serve them and hear Harikatha from them. And even if I am trained and reprimanded and admonished by my superiors, let me understand that that is good for me. Hardly does anyone in this world correct me. Everyone is just glorifying me. But if someone corrects me, oh, that's a gift. Feedback is a gift. If someone says at the end of a class, Prabhuji, you were too loud. Or Prabhuji, you were too fast. Or Prabhuji, it was not making sense. instead of getting agitated, eh? Everyone is saying it was a nice class or a nice kirtan. Only this person is criticizing me. And then actually thinking that, oh, this person may be envious of me. Or then thinking that this person may be jealous of me. And then having enmity with that person, we are complicating the situation further. We should understand, yes, others are glorifying. All right. That's fine. Krishna empowers different living entities. So whatever it may be, the glorification goes from your lips to Krishna's ears. But if someone corrects, oh, that's a good feedback. I live to be corrected. Not that I live to be correct. I don't live to be correct. I live to be corrected. So if there's a feedback which will help the quality of our service, then it's always welcome. It's always welcome. We are in this world to learn from everyone. So in this mood, when we are able to perform sadhana and we have external austerity and internal austerity, then by the mercy of the Lord, by His sweet will, by His Kripa Shakti, we may gain entrance into the spiritual world in our eternal form. So from today's discussion, we understand, just to recapitulate and summarize the salient features and the main points. First, we started off on the importance of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, where we mentioned that living entities who have turned away from Krishna, they can get back to Krishna by performing three things. One, by studying Shastra and developing discrimination, what is right and what is wrong. Second, by approaching senior Vaishnavas. And third, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and serving them. If these three qualities are there on a daily basis, without surrendering or submitting to material desires, then we make advancement. And therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is extremely crucial to be studied and heard on a daily basis. Then we started off our discussion contextually in this verse as to what is the thing that Hiranyakashipu's austerity teaches us. Hiranyakashipu's austerity teaches us that we all should have steadfast determination to perform sadhana. And for that, we mentioned the importance of discipline. We mentioned the importance of being determined and fixed up. And a sadhana chart may help us introspect. Like, for example, if you see from Ekadashi to Ekadashi, what time we have been waking up, what time we have been going to sleep, what time do we eat, how much do we exercise? It's very important. To have exercise is very important. To eat on time, to eat the right thing at the right time is very important. To sleep early and to wake up early is very important. To chant our rounds early in the morning with complete dedication when it's Brahma Murtha time, keeping away from our cell phone distractions, and reporting what time we finished our 16 rounds in full focus. It gives so much satisfaction. First things done first. Then how much are we reading? How much are we hearing? And what type of menial service we are doing at home? It could be at the home, at the center, at the temple, wherever we live. If we are a spouse, we can, if you're a husband or a wife, we can assist our spouse in anything at home. If we live with our parents, we can help out at home. Very important to have this chart and to exercise. You could go for a jog outside. You can go to the gym. You can have pranayam, yoga. That really helps us keep this body healthy and not abuse this body. So if this is done systematically and at the same time, internal austerity, as such performing Ekadashi and tolerating any form of trouble in life, developing humility, simplicity, sincerity. So these things are austerity. Then we mentioned that instead of approaching Brahmaji, it's nice if we approach Krishna, we approach the Supreme Lord, even if we have material desires. Akama sarva kamova. Even if we have no material desire or complete material desires, it's good to approach the Supreme Lord and pray, my Lord, you please purify my heart. And then when this is the mood, someday the Lord will sprinkle His mercy. So we must understand, even if we perform austerity, we won't get there on the basis of our austerity. Hiranyakashipu did not receive his effulgent body on the power of his own austerity. His austerity impressed the heart of Brahma. When Brahma sprinkled the water from his water pot, that's when Hiranyakashipu gained that body. So that water from the water pot is mercy in our life. So we must understand, ultimately we can get there only by the mercy of Krishna. We can chant millions and millions of rounds. We can know thousands and thousands of shlokas. We can have 10 million subscribers on YouTube. It doesn't matter at the end of the day. It doesn't matter. It's possible intention-wise, a Mataji, let's say, sitting somewhere in any corner of the world, very humbly, is making one flower garland for Krishna. And sincerely, without wasting time, every single day, determined, she's doing that. And let's say nobody knows her, Krishna still recognizes her. Prabhupada, even after coming to America, remembered the Mataji at Radha Damodar, who would get pots of water to bathe Damodar in 1971, 1972. She would, her only service, she was an old lady, her only service was she would go to the banks of the Jamuna and collect water from the Jamuna and bring pots and pots of water to bathe Radha Damodar. That was her only service. And she would do it sincerely every single day with so much love. She didn't look for appreciation. She didn't look for fame out of it. How many people in Vrindavan are noticing my service? With all her heart, simply, humbly, she was doing it for Krishna. So this is very important. To please Krishna, we must be sincere. We must be simple in our heart. Not duplicitous. We must be simple. Saralta hi Vaishnavta. And we should be sincere. We want to please Krishna and nothing else. That should be the aim of our life. And humility, whatever comes our way, we are grateful for that opportunity. We don't want any recognition. We don't want any selfish agenda to be fulfilled. And we tolerate obstacles and we grow through it, not criticize people. But we understand, well, Krishna is teaching me something. Sanatana mukhe Krishna amake shikhaila. Even when Sanatana Goswami said something, Mahaprabhu said, oh, actually Krishna is teaching me through your lips. So we want to develop this attitude. And finally, when we get Krishna's mercy from his water pot, someday we can get our spiritual bodies, effulgent bodies, not this bag of flesh like we are entrapped at this point. Just like Hiranyakashipu, in this context, he received his body. We can also someday receive our spiritual form by their mercy. But for that, we have to strive very hard with discipline. Like how the army officers do, how the sports celebrities do, how the singers do. Everyone who wants to succeed in this world, academically, professionally, they are steadfast, they are determined, they are focused. Every single day, they are up there. So we want to perform sadhana like that. And beware of the distractions on the smartphone. Delete apps that you feel are distracting you away. Keep your phone inaccessible, maybe in a closet. Just check it every 4 hours or something like that, or 3 hours. I let you decide on how you want to cut the deck, as they say. But these are some principles that I felt inspired. Early in the morning, Srimad Bhagavatam, Siddhanta Baliya Chitte Na Kara Alas, Iha Vaite Krishna Lage Sudrida Manas. Sometimes it's nice to keep away just the stories and the sweet things and get real, get on our knees and talk about things that we should do and things that we shouldn't be doing. So that's the call for action that we should do every single day in our life. Having said that, I will pause here for today. Please forgive me if there's something that you didn't like, and if there's something that inspired you, then please offer your blessings so I can also follow what I just shared. Vansha kalpatrubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you so much Prabhu for such a very nice instructive class and practical examples how we have to lead our day-to-day life in Krishna consciousness. As you said, not only Krishna consciousness, whatever we are in, we have to be systematic in our life so that we can achieve our goals. Thank you so much, Prabhu, especially Brahma Muhurta, as you're saying, we as a devotee, we get up. But even for the children, I remember my mom used to wake up me early in the morning to study so that morning when you study, you memorize everything very quickly. As you said, like how parents used to push us, but that time we don't like it. But now, because they pushed us, today we are here. And thank you so
That
much
is
for
very true.
reminding all of that memories from childhood. How each and every struggle that parents given us is really helping us today. And Prabhu, I have one question that you are telling we should not sleep when the sun is up. We have to be ready to welcome. But sometimes we get up early and we go back to the nap. So what do you suggest about it, Prabhu? Sometimes I go a little early after I finish my chanting. Sometimes I go in the afternoon, have a nap, quick nap, so that I'm active throughout the day. So can you give some suggestions for that, Prabhu?
According to Ayurveda, it's best not to nap during the day. It's best because what happens is when you nap, all your body parameters also get little, they calm down because the body gets into a sleep state. Now, when you wake up, again, the body has to raise all those parameters to get working. So it's best that we wake up in the morning and sleep at night. And all day we are active in service. If we want to take some rest, then it's okay to take some rest, maybe up to 45 minutes to 1 hour maximum. And it's best if it is done before lunch, not after lunch. Before lunch, nap is better. After lunch, we should eat only so much so that it doesn't put us off to sleep after. Of course, sometimes devotees quote, well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rested after lunch. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also did Sat Prahar Leela. But one Prahar is 3 hours and Sat is seven. So seven times three is 21. He also did Sat Prahar Leela, which is 21 hours of ecstatic chanting. He also walked all through India, from South India to North India to East to the West. He was walking everywhere. So that exercise has gone down. So definitely our eating and our resting also should be tempered accordingly. So it's best if we can rest maybe mid-morning. Of course, I know Bhakti Sangha has a mid-morning call. So not during that time. But sometimes during mid-morning is best. Before lunch is the best, according to Ayurveda. Even higher principle is not to rest during the day at all. So the best thing is to sleep as early as possible, if that's possible. 9:30 is ideal. And to be up by 4 o'clock is wonderful. 6.5 hours is good rejuvenation. You feel a little more sleepy. You can have it from 9:30 to 4:30. And that's good. The longevity of the body also, it's good. The organs get time to replenish themselves at night. And the mind is rested, well rested. We won't feel like yawning in the middle of our japa. We are well rested. And it's nice during the day to exercise for everyone, children, for even housewives, working professionals, male, female. It's good to run. If you can just put on your walking shoes and go out for walking for 30 minutes, 40 minutes, or just go to a gym on a treadmill for 30 minutes, or a, you know, elliptical or something, something that keeps you active. Because then otherwise what happens is by the time we are in our 30s, we feel like 40s. And by the time we are in our 40s, we are having back pain and lower back pain and neck pain and shoulder is hurting because of sitting in front of the computer, right? Why should we abuse Krishna's body? This is Krishna's body. This is not our body. Like how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami, this is Krishna's body. So we want to take care of this. Just like it is important to worship the deity, but also clean the temple. So the deity is Krishna in the heart. We serve him, but this is the temple where he lives. We don't want to pamper our body. That's another extreme. Too much of cosmetics, too much of this, too much of that. That's going towards luxury and pampering. But just to keep the maintenance of the car, oiling, making sure that the pressure and the tire is proper, making sure that the seat are proper, reclining, the distance between the seat and the steering wheel is proper, and things like that, filling in petrol and gas in the car. That maintenance must be done for the duration of the car that is surviving. So same goes for the body. So it's best not to rest at that time. So it's better to sleep early and wake up early and be enthusiastic all day to serve Krishna. That's the best.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. So, dear devotees, we only take chat questions and Prabhuji will be reading it like rapid fire. Prabhuji, over to you, Prabhu. And I request, please don't put Hare Krishna in between. I see so many chat messages already. Because if we put those messages, the question might be missing. Prabhuji, I'm handing over to you, Prabhu, to take the chat questions.
Lot of questions. So first is, how can we overcome fault finding attitude towards non-devotees? It's worthwhile to remember that first of all, there is no question of non-devotees. There are those who are devotees, and then there are those who are potential devotees, those who will be devotees in the future. There's nothing called as non-devotee. Everyone belongs to Krishna ultimately. There are some who have realized that, and there are some who haven't. So just like we would have been in that state of non-devotion in our past life, and there was somebody who had mercy on us and were kind to us, they blessed us, gave us direction, and as a result, we could start our path of bhakti. So we don't want to find faults and criticize others. Just like somebody did good to us, we want to share that goodwill and pray for someone else so that their bhakti will also begin. By fault finding, we only pollute our own heart. We don't want to do that. Next question is, my parents don't take me to ISKCON and they force me to eat non-veg. Prabhuji, I'm trying to follow four regulative principles, but they're not allowing me to do so. How can I advance in spirituality? Well, it depends on how old you are. I don't know how old you are, but even if you're, let's say, about 12, and you can put your foot down and say, you can take your stance and say, I won't eat meat. Nobody should force you to put dead bodies in your mouth. Meat is not good even from a medical standpoint for your health. So, yes, I understand parents may be feeling that the child may go weak and lack of protein in the body, etc. But it's not that those who are vegetarians, they are dying left, right and center. They are also living a long life. If you see the greatest sages who lived, they were all vegetarians and they never ate meat. Actually, this world has, it's quite an interesting phenomenon. There is more diseases in the body because of overeating than malnutrition. By eating less, it's not that we're going to die, but actually by eating more, the digestive system starts to malfunction after a point because you're throwing in everything into our mouth without any discrimination. So yeah, you can have vegetarian substitutes and that should be fine. Next, as you told, we carry our bhakti from past lives. In that case, by little preaching to that person, he takes up to bhakti means he has also done bhakti in past lives. So can we say that he had a fall down in his past life as he's still here in the material world? So Krishna's mercy, he has gotten a second chance. Well, unless and until our heart is completely cleansed, we won't go back home, back to Godhead. We have to develop prema pumartho mahan. Love for Krishna should rise in the heart. So if there are those who, let's say, perform little bhakti and then little vikarma. Vikarma means when you break scriptural principles. Then what happens is it's like you take wood and you dip it into water and then you try to set fire to it. It doesn't light. Because wood that is wet will not get ignited. If you want the wood to catch fire, you should make sure that it's away from water. So what we do is our heart is like, our consciousness is like wood. We dip it into the water of material sense gratification. We eat whatever we want. We speak whatever we want. We associate with whomever we want. We live a life in whichever direction we want. And then we try to light the fire of bhakti. So it doesn't work like that. We have to be determined not to engage in those water-like activities. So let's say if someone has performed little bhakti from past life, but the heart is not completely cleansed, we can say fall down, but the person is yet to get purified. So Krishna is giving him another chance. Please share your email ID when you can respond back so that we can ask questions. So it is pariprashna108@gmail.com. Any questions that you would like to ask? I can't guarantee the answers. I don't know everything. But if there's something that I have heard and read, and if that's something that's in line with your question, I can, as service to you, I can try to share. It is Pari Prashna, P-A-R-I, Prashna, P-R-A-S-H-N-A 108 at gmail.com. Kindly explain the routines we must have to follow in devotional life. Well, we mentioned that in the class today about sadhana chart and regulation. It's my birthday tomorrow. Can I get your blessed words? May Krishna bless you. And please live your life in such a way that we don't take any more births again. Lot of messages just thanking. After that, next question. Prabhuji, I follow these things for 10, 15 days, but then I forget and again back to old routine and it breaks, Prabhuji. Please help me with that. You can hear this class again after 10 days. Next. How to keep Maya away? Well, it's like asking, how do we keep away from darkness? Just find the light switch. Find the right inspiration. Read Shastra, hear Harikatha, chant the holy name, do Kirtan, circumambulate the deities, offer obeisances, worship Tulsi, and perform Vrat for Ekadashi. Serve everyone and don't perform things which are not dictated in the Shastra. Always think and ask yourself, even if the world says something, think, what would Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do? What would Srila Prabhupada do in that circumstance? And you do that. That's the right thing to do. Next question, Krishna or Krishna? Dono mein se kya sahi hai? Waise dono sahi hai. Krishna, jo akar se anto hota hai, Krishna, ye hamare Krishna Bhagwan ka naam hai. Aur Krishna shabd jo hai, ये यमुना देवी, द्रौपदी देवी इत्यादि इन सब का संबोधन है, अथवा उनको पुकारने का कृष्णा शब्द उनके उनका नाम है. तो हम जब जपते हैं तो कृष्ण बोलना उचित है, क्योंकि हरे कृष्ण, हम कृष्ण को पुकार रहे हैं. और कृष्णा कहें तो भी ठीक है, यदि भाव हो तो भावग्राही जनार्दन, कोई बात नहीं. भगवान जानते हैं कि आप द्रौपदी देवी को नहीं उनको पुकार रहे हैं, तो प्रभु आ जाएंगे, कोई बात नहीं. Long message. What is the first step towards correcting myself? Well, introspection, understanding to see where we are losing our time, to see what are some things that we are doing wrong in our life, and then slowly making our way towards that. Next question, how to retain the lessons we study in Shastra in the right mood, as I tend to forget. I heard in a lecture of Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj, where Maharaj said that when we get Sadhu Sangha, it can uplift us. So what are things to be taken care of? So basically, Sadhu Sangha will never destroy us. Sadhu Sangha will destroy our anarthas, which are very dear to us. So if we want to be dear to our lust and anger and greed and envy, then Sadhu Sangha is going to destroy our anarthas, which is very dear to us. Sadhu Sangha will not destroy us. It will just help us go close to Krishna. So how do we retain the lessons we learn and study in the Shastra? Well, when we hear Harikatha or we study Shastra, one thing is very important. We have to get to the habit of taking notes. This is very important. We hear Harikatha and we take notes. We study Shastra and we take notes. And not just for the sake of note keeping. We write and then we try to grasp. There are three steps. His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj, I remember, was telling me once that we should study Shastra and hear Harikatha, take notes. This is step one. Actually, first step is attentive reading, attentive hearing without distraction. Sometimes people get into this wrong habit of watching a class on YouTube, for example. And look how many distractions come your way. You could have advertisements coming in the middle, or you could have, let's say, some pop-up, some suggestions, or the mind will say, oh, the speaker is too slow. I can make it to 1.5x or 1.75 or 2x and speed it up. What happens is you may catch the information, but you're not giving it enough time to sink into your heart. So it's nice to hear, to read, to with attention, to take notes. Now introspect how these notes are going to help me. Not just for ye notes lekar phir hum katha karke usi ko kahin chipka dena. Ye hamare katha ka ya hamare pathan ka ye dhyay nahi hai. This is not the ultimate goal of our reading and hearing. First of all, introspection. Vicharana paro. Tachrunvan supathan vicharana paro bhaktya vimuchya naraha. When we read or we hear, first step to take notes is so that we don't forget. When we take notes, now we sit in seclusion and we read and we think, what are some things I'm going wrong with? In this class or this reading, what are some things that I can introspect and change in my life? Now you jump in and make those changes. Don't be eager to share that same notes with somebody else. First, you practice it. पहले आम का रस हम चख लें, फिर आम की कथा करेंगे. आम के विषय में बोलने की इतनी आतुरता नहीं होनी चाहिए. पहले आमरस चखने की, आमरस पीने की आतुरता होनी चाहिए. फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल वी शुड बी ईगर टू टेस्ट द मैंगो आवर सेल्फ. इफ वी आवर सेल्फ आर नॉट प्रैक्टिसिंग, व्हाट इफेक्ट विल इट हैव ऑन अदर्स? राइट पीपल, इफ यू जस्ट शेयर द नोट्स विद समबडी एंड गिव अ क्लास और समथिंग, पीपल विल से वाह बढ़िया, बहुत अच्छा क्लास था, व्हाट एल्स डिड वी गेन? वी वॉन्ट चेंज ऑफ हार्ट. वी डोंट वॉन्ट क्लैप्स एंड फॉलोइंग. We want change of our heart. We want to be happy in serving Krishna, right? So we want to introspect. What are some things that I'm going wrong with? And ponder on that. Contemplate on that. Make those changes. Practice them for a long time. Practice them for 3 months, 6 months. And then once it has been digested in the heart, then share it with others. Then when they ask you questions, you will have practical realizations as to how you could practice it, right? In the Gurukul system before, Guru would give one lesson to a disciple, one lesson, and tell that disciple to practice it for 12 years. One principle. 12 saal ab iska abhyas karo. Practice it for 12 years. Now, after 12 years, the disciple has perfected that one instruction. Then he comes to Guru. Guru says, now another instruction. Now you practice for another 12 years. Is prakar shaili chalti thi. This is the process. But in the present generation, what happens? There's information explosion. We want to hear so many classes. We want to read so many books. Actually, one of the 64 limbs of bhakti, Rupa Goswami says, one should not read too many books because we don't get enough time to settle that into our heart. We just want to go from the head to the head to the head, one class after another, one book after another, just want to know more and more information. Instead, we want to ponder. You read a book end to end, you take notes, and now for about 2 weeks, you keep the book aside and just think about what are some principles you learned from that book. Think about, just recap those points and see what are some principles this book taught you. Try to see the world around through the eyes of that book. Share with people what that book taught you. Make some real life changes from that book. Once you're satisfied, then move to the next book. So that means you're gaining so much from the book and then you're moving from one book to another. So this could be a nice culture that we can practice. I don't know if these things are helping all of you, but I'm simply sharing whatever I feel inspired. If you think it's not relevant, you can let it pass. No worries. Some questions are repeated again. What keeps the life disciplined to so much austerity? I don't understand the question. Next question, how to develop love for Radha and Krishna and Nitai Shachi Sutta? Initially, don't think about loving them. Just be duty bound. Don't worry so much about getting prema at this step. Boond boond se ghat bharta hai. The pot is filled. Drop after drop. First step, be disciplined in doing everything. I have to do it as a duty. Like children, if you see, in their childhood, they have to do their homework. They study the text, they understand the textbook, they understand the subject matter, they give the exams, they do their homework, they do the needful. They don't like it, they don't have love for it, but they follow their mother's discipline and they do it. And one time comes, they develop so much taste. The mother says, chalo abhi shaadi kar lo, get married. And the child will say, nahi, abhi mujhe PhD karna hai. Mujhe postdoc karna hai. I want to do more research. Now, because they have developed so much love for that subject matter, that same mother is telling them, don't study anymore, but they still continue to study because they have developed love. So you'll get good at, you'll get attached to something that you do every day sincerely. Just like our cell phones. When we got our cell phones, we never thought, how can I get attached to my cell phone? But just by being with it and being in touch with it constantly, day after day after day after day after day, when the phone is running out of charge, we don't find the charger around. Shunyaitam jagat sarvam. The whole world seems vacant. So initially, it's just practice, discipline. So I'll stop here. It's about 8:30 in the morning, local time. So I'll pause here. I hope most questions were answered. And for those questions which haven't been answered, we can take it in the future.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your time and very nice question and answers and the class too. As you said, the answer for one, Prabhuji, that he's doing only for 10 days and then he's stopping and then he's having gap and listen again the class. So true, Prabhuji. We have to keep repeating, hearing again and again so that I will be on the track. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Very grateful to you.
Well, it was just a joke in the sense that I understood the boy is probably my age or younger than me. So it was just a joke.
But that is true, Prabhuji.
I don't want anybody to hear to my class or my class is not worth hearing or repeated hearing. I just mentioned that if you feel loss of inspiration, then whatever inspires you, you kindly do it. So it's just a joke.
Yeah, you inspired me, Prabhuji. So I should hear it again and again. Thank you so much.
Amrita, I want to contact you urgently. You're not picking my call. I want to contact you once, Prabhu.
Sure. We will talk. I will, through Preeti Vilasini Mataji, I will reach out to you.
Please.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. So we will end the call here. I would like to offer my obeisances to Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas assembled on the call. Vancha Kalpata Rubya Siddha
Pashtu.